reach the blank canvas.
We ain't gonna miss another Wednesday. Rain to shine. Fuck this shit. We back, motherfuckers.
With ECST.
I'm having troubles in all of it because, man, it's pretty much exposing all the white supremacists that's just been hiding for so many years.
So whatever your stance is, it's always going to come off as non-patriotic because that's just the way that they're going to spin it.
All the owners are white. They're like, it's not their fight. I ain't going to worry about this. So if I walk on the street, I'm not going to get killed by a cop or racially profiled by a cop. I'm going to be protected by the cop.
When he did what he did, when he protested the anthem, I applauded, like, wholeheartedly. I was about to say about Cardi B, though. Yeah. One thing about Cardi B, she putting in work, though.
She is. I will give her that, man.
Like, she's actually working for her. So that's one thing I give her credit for.
Yeah, I will say that, man. It's not like even if somebody wrote that song for her, she is grinding.
Yeah, she ain't sucking niggas up just to get to the top.
If I wanted to. how much for this verse? Be quiet. It was like this whole bunch of females just going up to the bar. And people was like, dang, man, look at them over there with the nice cars. And they got the Louis bags and the Chanel purses and the nigga shit. It's like, I'm trying to get the nigga shit.
And now, ECST.
Gotta get up to get down. Gotta play this shit by the pound. Wrong with the lacks and the crown, nigga. Nigga, what them hoes come around? They gotta get up to come down. Gotta play this shit by the pound. Come with the lacks and the crown. You all over get up to come down. What's up, motherfucker?
What up, Bimble?
What's up, ST, man? How you living, son?
And I'm living good. How you feeling, EC?
Man, dog, feeling like a fat bitch trying to get through the day, man. I'm so tired, dog. But dog, how was your whole Thanksgiving break, man? Black Friday, Cyber Monday. You get anything?
Man, it was great. You know, of course, you know, a long day of getting up and moving around. But you know, that's how it is. I told my wife, as soon as we get our house built, that's stopping. All that shit stopping.
Hell yeah.
Niggas coming to our house.
Yeah, top block and drop it, nigga. Yeah. Man, that house hopping, especially when you got the itis.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. You be like, man, fuck this shit, nigga.
But it was good. Didn't do no Black Friday shopping. Or Cyber Monday shopping, man. Just chill, basically. I figured it was probably good. For me to, just save some money anyway and just wait until, like, I guess next year or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, man, everything was good. You know, got to see family. Got to eat good food. You know, brought some good food home.
Yeah.
I made some greens. You know, took it to my parents' house. So, contributing to, Thanksgiving. You know, got in, ate, and, had a good time.
Yeah, dude. I went down, like I said, I went down to Columbus, man, chill with the family, man. Auntie threw down. She tore this shit up, man. I was so surprised. Yeah. I was like, Auntie, what I'm saying? I was like, you went to cooking class? That shit was extra good.
I don't know. I think like mothers and aunties and grandmas, they put something extra in it because it's a holiday.
Yeah, then how everybody getting older in my family, man.
Yeah,
like everybody got kids but me, and, she became a grandmama like a couple years ago. But it's just over the years, just like, man, time flying by. I remember I was a kid up in this bitch, and I got like three or four kids running around making noise. You can barely focus, man. But
yeah,
the football games were garbage, man. Except for the first game.
Yeah.
All the wrestling was garbage, man. So it was nothing but background noise.
Which I kind of I kind of alluded to that.
Yep.
Before, like I told the fam, I was like, yo. This first game gonna be real, but these next two, man, they gonna be on the borderline of trash.
Some stank on you type shit.
Yeah, it was bad. But man, what about Case Keenum, man? Like,
he balling, man.
Yeah, yeah. Him, Bridgewater, and Bradford. Their contracts are up after this season, so
they what I've read, they said if Case Keenum's on a short leash, because they want to see what Teddy Bridgewater could do, because they see him as their future. Yeah. So if Teddy kind of struggles, then they'd be like, all right, then we might as well just go ahead trying to, like, either stay with Case or try to draft somebody else. Because they really, like, they're really big on defense. They're really bigger defensive team, so they can get somebody like a Mark Sanchez type when he was good with the Jets his first couple of years to just steady the ship just to get this shit right. But I'm thinking, man, being honest, I'm thinking Case Keenum and Bradford going to hit the open market. And then I saw a report that said that Case Keenum will be a security blanket for the Redskins if Cousin doesn't re-sign. So I can see that happening.
Okay.
So yeah, that kind of makes sense to a certain degree, but I don't know. He finally got together, man. He finally that just shows how powerful coaching is, and how many players have gone through the NFL, and not gotten the right coach, and they out of the league within 2 or 3 years because they just didn't really get a good shot to get groomed.
Yeah,
and I just blame it on starting rookie quarterbacks and quarterbacks being successful. Like, I blame Cam Newton. I blame, like, who else, like, balled out that first year and just still doing good. There's a whole bunch of quarterbacks just came out in the last couple of years and just made you think that rookies could come in and do it. Who else had a good year? Dak?
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson, yeah, Russell Wilson. Flacco even had a decent first year as well.
Yeah. Ben Roethlisberger.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, all those quarterbacks kind of made it.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, Brady, when he finally got in, it just sucks being a quarterback nowadays.
Yeah.
That if you fuck up a little bit, man, that could be it for you. That could be your shot, period. You could be done. It could be a done deal.
Well, let's look at Tyrod Taylor, man. Like,
man.
He wasn't even doing bad. You know, he was, for the most part, just game managing. And, you know, and they tried to bench him for a rookie. And we saw what happened, you know, when they put him in. He threw 5 picks in the first half.
Yeah, yeah. And
so, you know, it's funny. I was listening to ESPN radio late one night, and Donovan McNabb was.
Oh, he on his own show?
Yeah, him with some other guy. I forgot.
Oh, shit, Donovan?
But, yeah, he was asking the question. He was like, why can't black quarterbacks be game managers? Like, how come, like, we got to be above and beyond? Like, we can't just be a game manager, like, you know. So many of the quarterbacks that are in the league, like he was making mention of Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, who is
McCown.
Still in the league. Yeah, Josh McCown. Yep. Yeah, talked about Alex Smith, who looked like they probably finna bench him now.
Yeah, it's getting to that point, dog.
Yeah,
it's getting to that point, man, because they had a strong start and they done fell off a fucking cliff.
Yeah, five games straight, and then what? Dropped five since then, man.
Yeah.
But he was basically just asking how come black quarterbacks can't be, you know, mediocre and, you know, keep that spot.
You know why.
Yeah, we know why.
Yeah, we know why, man. Shit.
But I just don't think he didn't want to say that on, you know, Disney radio.
Yeah, he didn't want to lose his job. He just got it. He was like, Diamond, pack your shit. You know, it was a good run, nigger.
Yeah.
Get your ass out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know it's a double standard, man. And,
yeah.
And then if we say something, we're complaining.
Yeah.
Or we don't want to work hard. We don't want to try. All that other bullshit, man. That's all it is, dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's funny, man. But you know, man, the motherfucking Philadelphia Eagles are going to the Super Bowl. They're going to lose the Super Bowl, but they're going to make it there, man.
Well, I don't know. Don't be so quick to, you know. To
can they play the Patriots? Can they beat the Patriots?
Yeah, they can beat the Patriots, nigga.
If they keep their foot on the gas, they can't.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't think they would though.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. I don't think they would protect the lead like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you got to think about it. The Eagles have a legit defense. It's not one of those week to week defenses that you don't really know, you know, if you don't know if they're gonna show up or not.
Yeah.
The Falcons last year, like, their defense didn't get hot until the playoffs. So, like, you know, that whole year they hadn't been they really hadn't been that strong defensively anyway. But we talking about a team that can actually cover, that can actually rush. And a quarterback that seems to have gotten, you know, a little bit a grasp more of the playbook, yeah, he's getting scary, man. Like,
yeah, he might be MVP this year too.
Yeah. And he's learning how to use his weapons around him. It's not looking good for the rest of the NFC. I don't foresee if they do get into the Super Bowl with the Patriots, something has to seriously go wrong. Like Carson has to get hurt or.
Oh yeah, he gets hurt. That whole season's fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. That whole season's fucked if he gets hurt, but.
I just don't see the Patriots moving the ball on the Eagles like they did against, these other teams right now.
I don't know, man. I hate to say it. I hate that motherfucker, but they got Brady, man.
Yeah.
And I hate Brady. But and I get the real.
Yeah, I get that. But you got to remember that the Patriots' offensive weapons aren't that spectacular. Besides Gronk, who just came back this week, last week, like, that's really all they have.
Name, like, every year they win a Super Bowl, they don't have spectacular athletes, man. They don't need them, man. That's the thing. I get it, but
those teams don't have the coverage to keep those guys intact either. Well, I think the Eagles do. Like, they have a legit secondary.
What's his name? No spring chicken. What's his name? Malcolm Butler could shut down Jeffries, but you got to worry about Torrey Smith. He's a one trick pony. But then you got to worry about if they can cover Zach Ertz. That's pretty much it because like Malcolm Butler ain't no hoe. That motherfucker's good.
I was talking about Eagles defense.
Oh, Eagles defense.
Shut down.
Yeah, they'll shut down like Chris Hogan. Like he ain't shit. Gronk, he's healthy.
Chris Hogan's out.
Oh yeah, that's right. They got
Cooks and
Cooks, my bad. Yeah, Cooks.
And what's his face? And Gronk.
And Gronk, yeah.
And maybe Danny Amendola on like I guess every third Sunday.
Yeah, put my ice on
that
nigga.
Yeah, on the other side though, man, like yeah, the Eagles secondary, man, that they're the truth.
Yeah, they're the truth.
And they got that good defensive line.
It'll still be hard for me to pick against. Yeah, I fucking hate the Patriots. It'll still be hard for me to pick against them because I see it as either being the Patriots and Eagles or the Steelers and the Eagles, and I fucking hate the Steelers too.
Yeah,
so it's going to be either one of those teams, man. Because the rest of the AFC is just fucked. Like, for real. My team ain't doing shit. Y'all know I'm a huge Ravens fan. They ain't going to do shit. The Chargers are hot, but they playing whack-ass teams, so they ain't going to do shit.
Yeah.
It's all going to be chalk. It's going to be chalk in the AFC. Mark my words. It's not going to be a surprise. It's going to be chalk on both sides. It's not going to be a surprise wild-card team that gets hot that wins this shit, man. It's no way, dude.
Nah.
No way. Eagles will represent the NFC and it's going to be the Patriots or the Steelers going to represent the AFC. And that's it. Period. I hate to say it. But another thing is, man, while I was watching that game, they having a lot of fun. You could
tell. Yeah, yeah.
What they're doing let's just slide on the sideline.
Oh, yeah.
Taking group pitches. Even Carson Wentz is like in the group pitches. Like, dude, they are having fun, man.
They are gelling at the right time.
They're gelling at the right time, dude. And everybody talking about, remember when they were talking about Doug Peterson? Being hired, they was like, who is this nigga?
Yeah.
You know who I am now, motherfucker. He can coach.
Exactly. Yeah.
He's that's an Andy Reid disciple. That's going to be funny as shit if Andy Reid disciple wins the Super Bowl for the Philadelphia Eagles, dude. That's going to be crazy. Like, Andy couldn't do it, so he had to get one of his underlings to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to hurt Andy if that shit happens, man, because he was always there, but he just couldn't get over the hump of the AFC Championship games, man. He could just never do it.
Yeah.
Man, dude. Mm-hmm. Shit sucks, man.
It does. Like, it just, like, you look at, I don't know, man, you think, what's his face, offensive coach for New England? What is his name?
Josh McDaniels.
Yeah, do you think he gonna leave out again? Try his run at a head coaching job?
He gonna, if he's smart, he's gonna stay with that group until Brady retires, then he'll go ahead and do it. Because he's in his early 40s now, so he'll be fine. I would not jump back out there. I will wait till Brady retires. That's going to increase my pay once I finally do get out. Because the Patriots are going to win at least. If Brady plays 3 more years, there will be at least one more Super Bowl. And that will probably be just this year. And they have a chance to win one more. But then he'll have at least – because Josh McDaniels has been with them for at least two of them Super Bowls, maybe three. So he might have like three or four rings. Once it's all said and done, the more rings you have, the more money you can ask for, the more power you can ask for too when you're looking for like your GM and your how much control you have. So he's not gonna leave. He went for the right job. And the job I would wait for is how about them Cowboys? So I'm telling you, man, Jason Garrett time is gonna be up soon, man. It's not even his fault.
I don't know though. Cause I mean, you think about it, Jason Garrett so far has, you know, out of all the head coaches, he probably has the most, I wouldn't say control, but he has the most favor with Jerry Jones.
Yeah, he has up year, like, his records, you really can't blame him this year because he lost Ezekiel Elliott for some bullshit, but every other year it's been up, down, up, down, up, down. And his ups are pretty high. They're like, every other year he goes 13-3.
Yeah.
So I think he won't get fired this year, but I say if next year he has his full roster and nobody gets hurt and they don't excel, then I guarantee you he will get fired next year.
Probably
but, so. He'll be fine. He'll be definitely be fine this year. But like we were talking about out the air, like the teams that's going to be available this year coming up, none of them are really attractive. It's going to be the Colts going to be available. The Bengals going to be available.
Yeah.
No, the brain fart. Colts.
Arizona.
Arizona. Who else?
Which is still crazy to me.
Yeah, it's stupid, yeah, but watch. He's going to get fired. It's always one of those shock fires. He up in the contract year, they ain't extending that nigga. He gone, man. And he might even get another chance because he rubs people the wrong way. That's why it took him a long time to even get a job.
Yeah, he does. He does seem a little abrasive.
Yeah, he's like my way or the highway, but he gets shit done. I would hire him. It's at least 6 firings each year.
You think Jim gonna be out of that? Jim Harbaugh?
No, Steve Bisciotti standing behind him. He has like Jim will have to have 2 more bad years because he was like, man, I like Steve Bisciotti because he came up like, man, the good franchises do not have knee-jerk reactions to the end of a season. They go back, they assess it, and they keep going, and they keep the front office intact over a long period of time. That sustains victories in this league. And it's true. That's why I love Steve Bisciotti, man.
Yeah.
I know some cool shit, like they said, you know, like the picture that the girl sent up for, like, Ray and Steve Bisciotti. But he's a good old he understands what it takes to win.
Yeah.
It might be time. I think who gonna go on the chopping block is gonna be Flacco. Flacco's gonna go on the chopping block first. Mm-hmm. I don't think Harbaugh's gonna go on the chopping block. We paid Flacco that money.
Yeah, he got hot.
He ain't done shit since, man. It's just he ain't done shit since. So don't be surprised if we draft a quarterback in the first 3 rounds this year coming up because he's not getting it done anymore.
All right, what about across the way in DC? You think
yeah, that could be a surprise firing.
Yeah.
Jay Gruden could get fired.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Dirk Cutter gone too, man. Cause they already talking about Dirk Cutter gone, so yeah, that's 5. Because they trying to get Gruden now and Gruden and the Mara family just mended their relationship they had because they got in a fight with him about something, but he was on he was there. They put him in the Ring of Honor and everything, so he could definitely come back, and he said he loved Jameis. They said they have a squad. It's just they got a squad, man.
That defense needs to perform better than what they've been doing.
Exactly,
because they're a whole lot better than what they show.
Yeah, they definitely are, man. So I can see Gruden going there finally, but it could just be a talking point to get him some more money from ESPN. If I was ESPN, I'd be like, man, all right, Gruden, you out. I ain't about to pay you. Full coach.
Shoot, we already in debt. As it is, we ain't gonna pay you no more money.
Yeah. You heard the report about ESPN firing 100 more people after Thanksgiving?
Sure, yeah. We can't even keep the lights on in here. You want to talk about more money, baby?
Get your ass out of here, man, because it's almost like ESPN is like real top heavy on talent because they're paying Stephen A. Smith. They're paying Bob Lee.
Yeah. Bob Lee still there?
Yeah, they're paying Jesus. All their.
Don't nobody watch Outside the Lines.
Nobody watch that shit. They paying all their tenured reporters that's been there for so long. So,
yeah.
And then you get on like that Sunday morning countdown crew gets changed every fucking year, dog.
Yeah, it does.
Nobody stays, man. People get asked for money, they move over to Fox.
Yeah.
But we'll see, man. I'm kind of ready for the off season because I know the Ravens, our last, like, I don't know how many more games, got like 5 or 6 games left. They're all against backup quarterbacks. So what's going to happen is we're going to get into the playoffs and be like, oh, the Ravens are hot. They'll be like, no, we're playing against backup quarterbacks. We're getting out of the first round. Watch. And I love my team, but I'm realistic with my team, man. We're going to get fucking exposed in the playoffs, like, when we get there. Like, we need to get rid of our fucking, offensive coordinator. And I just wish Homeboy would get fired. What's the Detroit Lions head coach?
He's gone. Because, I mean, this was his chance to win. As soon as Aaron Rodgers went down, that was his chance to win the division right there.
And the Vikings took over that shit. We're going to take this shit. And they did.
Like it was nothing. And they let him do it.
Whoa, forgot about the Vikings. I'm talking about as far as, it's going to be a Vikings, as it stands now, it could be a Vikings, Eagles NFC Championship game in Philadelphia because they had a better record.
Yep, I can see that.
Unless Philadelphia falls off and they play in the dome, so it'll help either one. But man, the playoffs are gonna be nice this year, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Woo, it's gonna be nice. Just hurry up and get to the fucking playoffs, man.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck Wild Card weekend too. Fuck that shit. I already know them teams ain't doing shit.
Nah,
ain't doing nothing, dog.
But yeah, Detroit Lions coach, he's probably out of there.
He's gone too. He can come back and be our offensive coordinator because when he was, we won a Super Bowl. Come on back home. Come on back home.
That's probably where he needs to stay because he hasn't shown to be a good head coach.
Some people are just coordinators. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Like what's his name?
Wade Phillips.
Wade Phillips.
He's a great defensive coordinator, man. It's just all you are. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan.
Yeah.
Norv Turner. He's a great coordinator, man. They should never have been head coaches, dude. Period.
Yeah,
man. But ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Blank Canvas Podcast. We are a weekly podcast show that comes on every Wednesday at 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on your favorite podcasting services.
Yep.
We are iTunes, AudioMac, Stitcher, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is on Twitter at Blank Canvas ECST. The same for Instagram at Blank Canvas ECST and on Facebook at Blank Canvas ECST. And without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
Man, I'm going to keep it real with your family, Blank Canvas family. It's been a slow, and I do mean slow, news week.
Yeah.
Because everybody's still, like, pretty much, you know, trying to work off that fat that they've been eating from Thanksgiving and eating the leftovers and stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were making jokes about, like, how long is too long to eat leftovers. What you say? How many days?
I say you can eat leftovers probably that whole week. I think Friday, either Friday or Saturday is probably a good cutoff.
Yeah.
Of, like, the next week.
Yeah.
After that. You know, if you ain't turn that, you know, that ham or that turkey into some kind of soup or something.
You still need to be taking like some honey baked ham sandwiches to your job in the middle of December. I'm be like, all right, nigga, look, we need to go sell this. you might have some what's that, like that pig disease? Like, eat too much, like eat like old meat. I forgot the name.
I don't know.
Yeah, fuck.
All I know is like swine flu. That was the last thing.
Some shit like that. Some bullshit like that. Like, man, just let that shit go. Like, you just walk up on like when your coworkers and they still eating like Thanksgiving leftovers. You just knock out their hand. Like, come on, here's a Chipotle. God damn, nigga, shit.
Yeah.
You struggling that bad? I'm like, god damn. But yeah, I think a week is long enough.
Yeah.
A week is long enough, man. And then you got to pretty much, you know, call it quits on that. But the major news, man, that's going in the financial world is Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bitcoin, that skyrocketed up to like $9,000, worth like $9,000 right now, as of right now. And, a famous hedge fund, somebody runs a hedge fund, his name is Michael Novogratz. I fucked that up. Hold on, let me try again. Novogratz. There it is. I fucked that shit up. Novogratz.
Okay.
They said he says that Bitcoin is going to reach up to $4,000 by the end of 2018.
Whew.
So if people know what Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency that cannot be regulated by major banks. Yeah. That's why people love it.
Yeah.
So there's no middleman in it. Nobody owns it. Mm-hmm. It's like the community owns the money. And then if you want to pay for something instantly, you ain't got to go through you don't have to go through a middleman to give you some money. So right now I walk up into your place and you had like an old vinyl record player that I wanted that's worth like $1,000 now. I can be like, hey man, I get you $1,000 worth of Bitcoin right now. And we ain't got to worry about no fees. You got to worry about no transfer fees. I don't worry about none of that stuff. You'll get it automatically.
Yeah.
So, crypto, I'm like, man, cryptocurrency is coming. And if it does stick, Bitcoin will be the main player in it because it's the most prominent right now in all cryptocurrency.
Yep. It could become the global currency.
Yeah, it's looking like it.
So, you know, just imagine if, you know, which is probably going to lean that way anyway. If the US dollar does happen to just fall off, it's quite possible that Bitcoin could be the new currency for the entire planet. But I don't know, man. Like, you know, I was actually talking to you about this the other day, and I was just wondering, like, because, you know, like, where did it come from? And, you know, like, of course, it started in 2009. So we just, you know, I was just looking at all the different things that you could actually buy from Bitcoin, like, now. And, you know, we were discussing it. And, you know, I said, yo, EC, like, do you think it's worth to invest in Bitcoin? And EC said, like, whenever you can buy cars or houses with Bitcoin, that's when it's something that you should actually think about. And I looked, and you can actually buy a Tesla 3 with Bitcoin right now.
Mm.
And it, like, most places that you can actually use Bitcoin as, you know, for currency is mostly overseas and mostly online. But there are small places here in the U.S. where you can actually, you know, utilize Bitcoin as a form of currency. Like, there's a Subway in Allentown, Pennsylvania that, like, they accept Bitcoin. Like, there's a casino in Las Vegas that accepts Bitcoin. So, like, it's little places here and there that you can use it. But I think pretty soon, if the trend continues to go up as it seems to be right now, we're probably looking at our next global currency.
Right, so here's some of the places that actually accept Bitcoin. It's not bad. Here we go. Some places people know about. Overstock.com, Subway, Microsoft, Reddit, OkCupid, Expedia. Expedia? Okay. Wikipedia. I don't know why I use Bitcoin on there. I want paper shit on Wikipedia. That's if you just want to donate. Whole Foods. I can see Whole Foods is a progressive company. I can see that.
Yeah.
Mint.com. That's the, app that you can, you know, pretty much, you know, you have all your finances in one spot and you can pretty much, you can set up, you know, set up budgets and all that, track all your goals and keep up with your money on, Mint.com.
Yep.
Let me see. Bloomberg accepts it. Gap. GameStop?
Yeah.
Oh, you can use it as an you can only use it on gift cards. Gap, GameStop, and JCPenney, but that's still good.
I'm about to say, believe me, it won't be long before they extend it to something else.
Dish Network, Shopify. Oh, okay. You use a Naughty America porn sites. Okay. Porn sites taking. Okay. Hey, like, being real, being honest, like, porn runs trends. Like, if porn picks it up, then it's something to it. Just like when porn picked up Blu-rays over HD DVDs. If people don't remember that shit, that shit HD DVDs does not last long, y'all. Because porn picked up Blu-rays instead. And just like when the porn picked up when they went through VHS and DVDs, and porn picked up DVDs, and VHS died because of porn. Like, porn pretty much runs the market, which is kind of sad and funny at the same time. Save the Children Foundation accepts it. Remax London accepts it. T-Mobile Poland accepts it. Lion Gate Films. They accept Bitcoin, I guess, for donation purposes. I don't know how that would work. So it's like, these aren't really that many obscure. There's some places that people use almost every day.
Yeah.
But, you know, the list will get bigger.
Yeah, it will.
But if you want to, like, being honest, Estes, if you want to get into Bitcoin and make a real big profit, it's kind of too late, but you can still get into it now.
Yeah.
Like, for you to actually have made, like, a huge profit, you have to get into that shit in 2009 and take it a chance. Just like I was telling ST, Mark Cuban said he put, like, 10% of his income into Bitcoin. He said he saw it as just a throwaway. He's just throwing away his money because it's a high-risk investment. And now, as of right now, if he took his money out now, he'd be sitting pretty if he takes it out now. Yeah. It's just you got to know when to get out.
Yeah.
If you see the bubble about to burst. If you see the bubble about to burst, then I would get out.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. Like, you never know. Like, something this infant,
yeah.
This is something that's, you know, in the infant stages of, you know, of its marketability. Like, we don't even know how long or how viable Bitcoin is. Yeah. Like, it could be here, you know, it's been 8, almost 9 years. And, you know, it's just now gotten to this point, but it's worth almost, you know, almost $12,000, you said, in mid-December. So, we don't even know how long this is going to last. It could only be hot for the next 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, and then kind of when the media is talking about Bitcoin and this bubble, you got to look out for it because you got to think about it.
Yeah.
They're not going to let the public in on something that's going to make you a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, because they won't really talk about Bitcoin in its infancy stage. The only way you know about Bitcoin is if you were on the internet hard looking at shit. Yeah,
and that's the only way. I remember actually seeing, you know, Bitcoin, but I never really paid attention to it because I was like, man, this junk ain't gonna last. Ain't nothing for the outlast almighty dollar, you know, whatever. But I have used Bitcoin before, but it was only because I couldn't buy what I was wanting with regular money.
Yeah.
So, you know.
They trying to buy something on the dark net, ST?
No, just like gig space.
Yeah, let's fuck with you.
Yeah, but, you know, just, you know, certain things, certain stores, like, they only accept Bitcoin. So, you know, you have to take money, you have to exchange it, and, you know, that's the way, you know, I think pretty soon, like, if it gets to a point where, you know, a whole bunch of online stores only accept Bitcoin, people are going to have to do that to get what they want, I guess. I think if they wanted to, if companies wanted to, if they wanted to get rid of the dollar, they could do that.
Yeah. It just that would pretty much stifle all major banks.
Yeah, it would.
In the world, and you know, the banks pretty much run the world, period.
But hey, how else will we take, you know, take our
freedoms back?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So, they're trying to find a way to control it because they know it's coming. It's like the snowball coming down the hill. It's like, man, like we gotta find a way to stop this bitch. It might be too fucking late. And they just want to hand it on the pot. That's why weed not illegal, not legal in all 50 states yet, because they gotta figure out how they can get their hands in on it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
It's like how can I make some money off of this? Then it'll become everybody have access to it. But if y'all want to learn about Bitcoin, go on online. And go to YouTube, look up Vice News, and they have this guy. It's a two-parter. It's a two-part little documentary that I watched. It said Living, Breathing, and Betting on Bitcoin. He's living off Bitcoin for like the past like 5 years, and he runs his own little Bitcoin company. And he has like over like $2 million worth of Bitcoin, and he just data mines Bitcoin all day long. That's what he does, and that's how he's just living off of it. Who else? And then just type in how do I learn about Bitcoin and, you know, how do I get into it and just learn about it, man. That's the one thing we don't do as a people. We don't, when it comes to finance and trying to learn about how money works, we just like, nah, fuck that, man. It's not too much work. But that's how people going to get left behind, man, because another thing, Elon Musk made like a kind of a scary joke where they showed this robot doing backflips in like a little warehouse. You can like look up this video on Twitter or online, but it's just showing like a robot that's not controlled by anybody, jumping up on blocks, and then like at the end of it, it did like a backflip off of the block. And then Elon Musk said, if you think this is scary, within about 5 more years, you're going to need a strobe light to keep up with robots. And I'm like, man, fuck that shit.
Jeez.
Like, man, but, yeah, people are already saying, like, man, if you have, like, a standard, like a standard job that anybody could do, like, working, like,
could do.
Like a assembly line job, they're saying you're going to be fucked within, like, the next 5 to 10 years because you just get robots to do it. So,
yeah.
Like, right now, man, if you're anywhere between the ages of shit, if you...
Between 39.
Yeah, 39. You between those ages and you have like a job that you kind of just go to the assembly line and do it and it's not a specialized skill, you might want to start learning, how to do some, do C++.
Yeah.
You know, go back to school and learn some other kind of skill because those skills, those kind of jobs are not going to be needed anymore, man. It's going to, whatever kind of computer programming that you need to learn because, man, those jobs are going to pretty much be extinct, man. And a lot of people going to get left. A lot of people going to get left in the background. Most likely going to be us.
A lot of people going to be left. On the street.
Yeah, on the street, man. It's gonna get worse, man. It's gonna be that future. You ever seen one of them future like dystopia movies where you see like robots running everything? It's like just like a gang of whole people on the street begging.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like that's how it's gonna be. If you don't get a specialized skill,
yeah,
and you're trying to learn something new every day, man, you're gonna be left behind, man. I mean, this one girl said she saw like a futures report, like a top Amazon executive left some futures report on the airport, on the plane when they got off. She said, man, if y'all don't get y'all shit together, y'all gonna be messed up.
Yeah.
Because Amazon ain't playing.
No, they ain't.
They talking about computer, like robots running everything in their company, like running. They gonna get rid of Uber and Lyft. Speaking of which, I watched this documentary, this woman that drives Uber and she sleeps in her car and drives Uber all week, then goes home to her family because she lives in a county, she lives in a city like two cities over from San Francisco, and she don't see the reason to drive back home. So she just like sit, like take naps in her car and just try to make money on Uber because she can't live in San Francisco. They're working on robotic cars and flying cars. So that job is going to be screwed. And I see a lot of people are Uber and Lyft drivers in Atlanta, man. I just see they have both stickers in their dash.
Yeah.
Like, man, that shit's going to go by the wayside, man. You got to want to sit up for a second and be like, man, fuck this. I'm not going to, you know, fuck a day away and try to at least take like 30 to 15 minutes a day to try to learn something new, man, that's going to get you there. Because robots will never be able to sell real estate.
Oh, so
that's always going to be a job. That's something you can do. That's something you can do on the side. It ain't something you can have to even do like full time, man.
Yeah.
Just think about different hustles that everybody can't do that they can just pick up. Because just like they say, man, school teaches us to be employees, not employers.
Yep.
And the only way you can be an employer is if you teach yourself. And they don't give access to how to run shit in regular school. That's the case. We won't have anybody working for anybody.
Yeah.
That's why we're such a dependent country now. We just depend on people to wake up and feed us and tell us what to do.
Yep.
That's why most people just once they get out of college, they're like, I'm just gonna give me a job and just sit up, make money, you know, have me a little. No, white picket fence in the house, man. Those days are over, man.
Yeah, it's a wrap for that.
It's a wrap for that, man. Even some, you know, cause some of the Caucasian brothers and sisters out here struggling, man. Doing a regular job because they just didn't get specialized skill.
Sucking dicks for quarters.
Hell yeah, motherfuckers get left behind, man. Tell you, dude, this
it's real.
No, I ain't trying to scare nobody, man. But that
here
shit
we are.
Like if scaring works for you, then let it work. But yeah, man, it's getting real in the field, man, out here, man. Motherfuckers ain't playing, man. They're trying to find ways to get cheap labor.
Yeah.
And
you know, autonomous robots is probably the cheapest way that you can do it.
Yep.
Only thing you have to do is pay somebody for maintenance.
That's it.
That's just one check that you have to pass out every week.
And speaking of robots, there's a documentary about sex robots that's coming on what the fuck is this network, dude? Cause I saw it on I don't know. He didn't say the network, but he's just pretty much talking about the guy. He had like three of them.
Dang.
They get to the point where they can have conversations with you.
Oh, hell.
And I saw one video where this guy was like making
as if smartphones don't make niggas socially awkward enough.
Oh yeah, man. It's like, hey, my little mom, you wanna, you know, come home with me? Nah, you ugly motherfucker. Fuck you, bitch. I got 5 sex robots. Fix your ass, bitch. Fuck you, hoe. And because it's funny, because I watched the video, and like one guy like had like the sex robot and like nothing but like a sweater top with no bra. And he was like just like bouncing the titties, yeah. And the shit looked realistic. And I was like, man, like white women are fucked.
Yeah, they are.
Like for real, because like if you're socially awkward,
yeah.
You're not gonna try to talk to a female where you in your mind you get the experience from a robot that'll do whatever you want to sexually.
Yeah.
You can ravage that bitch all you want and you gotta take it out to dinner or nothing.
Yeah. You don't have to, you know, be afraid of the fact that somebody might tell you no.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Man. Like, can you give me head right now? Okay, master. You're like, yeah, bitch, just how I like it. And he was like, gear. It's like, just like the real thing. Like, yeah.
it is able to generate, like, saliva or something.
Hell yeah, dude. Like, yeah. Like, yeah. Man. The shit coming, man. And I wonder, this shit's going to break up some marriages, too.
I'm willing to bet it will.
Women are so insecure, dude. They were like, cause some dudes gonna choose that sex robot over their wild some nights.
Yep.
The wife don't like doing certain things.
Yeah. They go, okay, that's all right. I'll be down in the basement.
I hear that wave like, oh! I love you, baby. I'm like, mommy, what's going on with daddy? Like, who you downstairs just playing? I'm like, yeah, because I haven't seen, like, out of all this, like, the sex robot industry, they ain't making no men. It's all females, dude.
Oh, yeah. It's straight up.
Females either going to get desperate, or they're going to end up just turning gay and being lesbians, or just, like, accepting and saying, fuck it, because this shit's coming, dog. Like the fucking Terminator. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo. Yeah. And think about, like, when the sex robot, like, give you head to that beat. Choo-choo-choo-choo.
Yeah, it is. I mean, we've already seen it, just the beginnings of it, how like they've been making dolls for the past 5 or 10 years.
Yep.
And like every time you see a new version, it gets more lifelike.
Yep.
And every single time it gets more lifelike. So, you know, it's going to be crazy just to see what they roll out with next, man.
It's insane, dude, because I'm telling you, like the sex toys for men are heavily advertised in Japan. So the market that's going to, like, blow up for this thing is going to be Japan. Japan's going to be the number one market for it.
Mm.
And you know what I'm saying? You know, me and you might, we might invest in that shit, being for real.
Hey, I wouldn't. I don't think I would. I couldn't turn that away.
No, like, that's not, yeah.
That's an opportunity for, like, you know, anybody to just to be really successful.
Make a grip. I'll put some money. I'll back some money to a sex robot company. That shit about to make billions. It's about to make billions.
Yeah.
It's not. This is fail-proof, dude. They got realistic hair. They had, like, you control her with an iPad. Like, dude, it's...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dude. She recognized, like, when you walk around the room, she follows you with her eyes around the room.
Oh, hell.
You can, like, make her aggressive or not aggressive. You make her submissive, or you make her, like, dude, it's, like, Japan is gonna be the number one market for it, then us, then Canada, and then China, dude. So all Asian men, they're gonna go to this shit, because they love robots in it.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, white dudes and black dudes and Mexican dudes, like, everybody's gonna be, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah.
You're going to have a boy that's talking about, man, that shit gay or that shit lame or that shit whack, and going to have like 10 of them.
Yeah.
And be home to them every night.
And you know what? The only thing that's going to make it better is if you're able to take it to a store to get it clipped and manicured like an American Doll store.
Maybe you want some new hair, baby. I'm going to get some new hair. I don't like this blonde shit on you. Let's go back to the natural.
Let's get you clipped down there. I kind of got my nut in there. You know, it's kind of, you know, cluttering up everything. Let's get you cleaned up down there.
Yeah, it's getting kind of gushy down there. I'm like, okay. And then your wife talking about, you want me to come too, honey? No. Just me. Yeah, man. So it might go the opposite way. It might, women might, you know, start being more cooperative. They, you know, their list of shit that they want on a man, it might calm down. This shit catches on. But you know, white women are falling in line because white women don't. White women will not be alone. They're not gonna be alone on some bullshit.
Yeah, that's
they're not alone now, man. Sisters,
they're not gonna be alone, and yep. They're not gonna get no real job.
No, man. So the sisters are gonna still be like, man, half of you a bitch and be at home crying because you're by yourself. Can't deal with shit, man. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't bashing sisters, but, you know, this is how some of them are.
Just
keep that shit real, man. This is how just some of them are.
It's going to be a lot of happy men.
Oh, yeah. Productivity might go up like a 2,000%, niggas.
Yeah.
It's going. Let me just say sex robots. Let me just type this shit in. They got a sex robot Reddit. Let me see what they got on this bitch.
Jesus.
Robo sexuality. Let me see, 14 reasons why you should buy a sex doll. They already starting, dude. It's coming, man. This is the new music. This dude drew a picture talking about my future, and they got, like, two, like, sex robots. One of them a demon, one of them an angel, and he making out with both of them. Like, man, it's going... Here we go. This is a real article. Irish brothels are using sex bots.
Oh, man.
So brothel rents out lifelike robots, dolls with 32 E boobs and metal skeletons for £100 an hour. The realistic robots are available for £100 for 60 minutes or £50 for half an hour. And its operator promises the most realistic sex doll in Ireland. Oh my God, they got like a photo with a sex doll in like a sex room. And got like lube and wipes and water on the side of the bed in case you get dehydrated. They said a realistic doll has a metal skeleton that can be twisted in any position the punter imagines. Since the doll arrived at a brothel in Dublin less than a month ago, dozens of punters have visited the artificial woman named Passion Dolly, weighing 8 stones with 32. I don't know what stones are. I guess that's their
method. It's their measurements for weight.
And weighing 8 stone with 32 E boobs, the doll imported from America has a melting skeleton covered in silicone, response to vibrations, moving like a human. In the report this week, the Foundation for Responsible Robotics said that the Android love dolls will become increasingly common over the next 10 years. I'm telling y'all. And she looks just like Pamela Anderson. This was just like Pamela Anderson. Got the big puppy lips. You know, green eyes, blonde hair, big chest, you got negligee on, and got some stockings on. So you can really, like, if it's some woman that's not, like, sexually adventurous or just won't just do certain things, like, all right, I'll go get Mindy, and I'll be downstairs. I love you, Mindy! Gosh, man, these dudes, like, people gonna be marrying these sex dolls. Watch!
I wouldn't doubt it, nigga.
They're marrying these bitches, man.
These people are stupid. They would do some stupid stuff like that.
World's first speaking sex doll answers questions. Oh my God!
Oh my God.
It's over, dude. It is. It's over.
Nigga, you can get one from China. From as low as $45, nigga.
Wow.
And, like, look how lifelike they are.
This is ridiculous. It said, this is another word talking about Japanese men find true love with sex dolls. I told y'all, man.
Yeah.
Because they don't like talking to women as is. They think that shit's like getting stabbed.
Yeah.
Talking to the opposite sex.
There's an article in the Sun. It's a newspaper out. I forgot where it's located, but they basically say that the sex robot craze, it sparked the rise of digisexuals, which is basically men that will only sleep with sex dolls.
Here it up. That's it, ladies.
That is crazy.
Sisters ain't gotta worry about that too much, but.
Yeah, not right now.
Because we
still high on white women.
Yeah, white women just flock to black men. We'll take them over.
We still high on white women. We still high on Hispanic women.
Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna take a lot, and I mean a lot, for
brothers to really hop on this shit. Like not nerds, because like A nerd is a nerd regardless of, like, what race they are, because they're socially awkward to begin with, so they're definitely going to choose. You going to choose somebody that's not going to talk back to you, or you got to at least try to, like, spit some game at?
Yeah.
Over just zipping your pants and just thrusting your hips? Come on now. That's a win-win.
Yeah.
You know, dude, nobody going to take the time to learn how to communicate with other people. This is going to... We thought cell phones were going to destroy humanity?
Yeah.
These sex dolls are going to fucking finish it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna finish him. Come on, Mindy. that's going to be it, dude. Man. But Family Guy once again called it, because the episode with Lois, she was working at the post office. It was like a big-ass, she went into this room, empty room in Cleveland. It was like a big-ass warehouse. He's talking about, what is this for? He's like, oh, it's for the sex robots that's coming in the next couple of years. Talking about, you'll be able to have one for you, ride in the car with you, have one at home with you, do whatever you want to with it. And there's going to be no shame. And I was like, they know, dude.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, watch certain cartoons, they kind of tell you what's coming in the future, what people talk about behind closed doors. Because they're talking about John Travolta being gay for the least longest. That shit finally came out. And Homeboy, that finally came out as being gay. That's on House of Cards.
Yeah.
Forgot his fucking name. But, yeah, dude.
We talked about him a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah, man. Just watch something. If you're not even big in the cartoons, just, like, Google on YouTube, conspiracies and cartoons. They call a lot of this shit out. So it's all just a known secret in Hollywood what's coming in the future, or people just don't know how to keep their mouth shut. But yeah, dude. But you got anything else, man?
Nah, man. Let's get it.
All right, man. Let's go get to the topic.
Yeah.
All right, man. So y'all know what time it is. It's getting cold outside.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hoes ain't wearing them hot pants no more. You know, twerking outside for the gram and going back inside for the gram. You know, twerking. So we were just thinking, man, like, with the way that relationships are going and how nobody want to be faithful no more, we were just saying, like, man, is cover season really, is it really even needed, or does it need to exist anymore? What do you think, SD?
I would say no. Yeah, no.
It's getting crazy because it's getting to the point where being a side chick is like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And women kind of go into it nowadays just thinking like, hey man, he might have somebody else on the side, but at least I'm getting a little bit of his time, which is fucking insane, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's being accepted, man.
Yep, it's being accepted, man, wholeheartedly, dude. So, really no point in really having cover season, man.
There really isn't.
No.
I think now, at that point, if you do still believe in cover season, I guess, you should just go ahead and get married. I don't really know now. I don't really know about that now. Because, you know, everybody's so unfaithful to each other.
But the sex doll's coming.
Yeah. that too, though.
Hell yeah, dog. That
too, though. Like, you might be the type of nigga that, you know, I guess once this part of the year comes around, you might actually want somebody, you know, with real organs to, you know, to sleep next to. Yeah. You might want that. But, you know, and just for a little while.
Yeah.
Like, you might just want that for 2 or 3 months. And then, you know, come January or March or whatever, you know, you back up with the sex doll. Like, you might want that. I don't know. But, yeah, there really is no reason, man. Like, there's too many women out here who are, you know, I don't know, I guess willing to be, I guess, just active.
Oh, it's a
hoeing? Yeah.
You know, they think that since men can do it, they can do it as well. And it kind of don't work that way since you can have children. But, you know, if I say that, I'm a misogynist pig. But women, if you want to go out there and do it, just make sure you ain't getting blasted up in and having kids and having abortions, man, and making it hard for you to have kids when you finally really find your mate. But
yeah.
It's just the culture and the climate that we're in right now, man. It just seems like, man, it's kind of not even practical to have a cuffing season because everybody's being unfaithful and everybody's just running around with everybody. It's kind of just a known thing. Like, okay, I have I have you for the weekend. Cause I heard this one song that was talking about, I'll be your side chick on the weekend. I put my work in. I won't get in the way. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, this real? Yeah. Is this real life? Yeah. Right now?
Like, it's becoming acceptable.
Come the norm, man.
To,
like,
to be a homewrecker.
Yeah, just be like, man, we just fuck buddies. Cause that's all side chicks are.
Yeah.
Come catch us. That's what, you want to keep this shit 100% real. You know, that's what they are.
Yeah.
But if you really did have an emotional connection with your side chick, you'll let go of the main bitch.
Yeah.
But it's all about, for most dudes, it's all pretty much about just, you know, getting notches under your belt. You know what I'm saying? I can understand it to a certain degree when I was younger, because I was like, man, I'm trying to get some notches under my belt too. Yeah. That's just your right of passage as a man. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I ain't the moral police on that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's on you. Like, if you want to do what you want to do, that's fine. You know, I don't condone it. I don't condemn it. That's your life. You got to live it.
Yeah.
You know, there's certain things out there called STDs you got to worry about as well. So I'm just wondering why people should be like, I did just running rampant, not thinking about HPV, yeah, AIDS, hurt, you know, all those diseases. Man, I don't know, man. Couldn't do that shit. Cause especially in Atlanta, man, like, dating circles are fucking small, dude. So if you dating a bad bitch in Atlanta, guaranteed, not talking about the 10, if you have a group of like 5 dudes that you know,
yeah,
2 of them are smashed.
Probably so.
Yeah, man, at least 2 are smashed.
If not some celebrity dude.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Or sports player. Because yeah, it's hard. Like, it's extremely hard to, you know, just find, especially in Atlanta, man. Like, you can't find no bad broad that just, you know, ain't been touched by somebody.
Yeah, ain't caught something. Did somebody a hand job. Like, man. Like, if they be lying, they was like, nah, you're the only one. Like, you ain't got to lie, man. I'm, you know what I'm saying? We about to do this. Cause yeah, ain't about to spit somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, my safe robot getting cleaned up right now, so, you know, that's the only reason I'm over here. So, shit, no, you ain't gotta lie to me, man. You smash somebody, you smash somebody else. Like, okay, cool, whew, I was feeling bad about it, yeah. I'm out here catching cum everywhere. Like, yeah. I knew it, bitch, get out of my car.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, it's freaking insane how it's gotten to the point where, at first, you know, back in like we were teenagers, you know, and like teenagers going up until like, you know, adulthood, it was kind of, yeah, like, it wasn't like being like a homewrecker in a hole was like looked down upon, man.
It was
ostracized from the community. Now it's like a fucking, yeah, pageant. It's like you being like a 5-star general in a fucking military, yeah, man. It's fucking insane, dude. And, you know, hoeing, you know, being a hoe on the male and the female side is just showing no consequence because of Instagram. You know, you hoeing, yeah, on Instagram, you'll get a baller. Like, this Instagram model is dating Kobe Bryant. Or, you know, yeah, this Instagram model is dating Kyrie Irving. Or you'll, yeah, see, like, women twerking. The next minute, they'll be, like, you know, promoting, like, a smoothie that they never, yeah, can use. Like, yeah, I'm like, bitch, you ain't using that shit.
Yeah.
And then next minute, they up in Egypt going somewhere. So, yeah, man, It's insane. It's like, you know, hoeing is a it thing to do right now. Being honest, that's like the it thing to, you know, that's the it thing to do. You know,
yeah,
you know, well, depending on the male side, but female side, it's just like, what the consequence is there?
Yeah, the thing is, it's the progressive form of hoeing. Like,
yeah,
you know, the world's most oldest profession is what?
Hoeing.
Prostitution. So the only difference is now, hoes are taking that commerce into their own hands.
Yep.
For there to be a pimp in today's age, like, I get it. Women are always going to have low self-esteem. There's always going to be some guy that's going to be, you know, able to just, you know, mislead women to go down the wrong path. But yeah, it's just today, there should not be a pimp. There should not be a pimp in today's world, there shouldn't be a pimp, because hoes now have shown that they can manage their own money.
Yep.
They can manage their own pussy.
Yep.
They can manage their own clients. They don't have to. They don't need a representative.
No,
for,
man,
what?
The only way you can get, the only way you pivot right now is if that person never heard of a smartphone or the internet, and then like you pimping these hoes out to 80-year-olds. Like, these hoes going out there just like spend some time playing dominoes with their tricks. You know what I'm saying? Because like even like 50, you see, like 40 and 50 year olds, everybody got smartphones now. It's like, what is that? This iPhone 10. Like, oh, look, Instagram. See women like shaking their ass and see if they traveling. And then the girl be like, God damn it, I've been fucked over. Like, yeah, the pimp come in and shoot the nigga in the head. Like, motherfucker, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck my money up. But yeah, man, just going back to cuffing.
Yeah.
Just having one person you deal with from after Thanksgiving up to like up to Valentine's, the day before Valentine's Day. Those days are over, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, there's over. You don't even need it. You don't need it because you can find company in multiple broads, especially with the access of like Tinder and all these other dating sites.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Backpage. You know, you're still doing that and get caught. You caught up on that bullshit. Like, you're still on Backpage, man. You ain't learned. You know what I'm saying? Keep pressing your luck.
Yeah.
Because one of the times it's gonna be John from LAPD coming up in your ass and take your ass down to the precinct. But yeah, it's just insane, man. How we don't value each other's time anymore. We just see each other as a quick nut or a quick dollar.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So you know, might as well just say fuck it, the cuffing season. And like ST said, if you end up cuffing, you might as well go ahead and just make it official.
Yeah.
Right? If you make it past, this is the rule now. If you cuff with somebody from now until Valentine's Day, and you stick with them past Valentine's Day, and I'm talking about even it hits midnight. It hits midnight on Valentine's Day. You still together? Get married.
Yeah.
That's it. No ands or buts about it. Just say fuck it. Just do it.
Because, you know, in the terms of a relationship now, like, you probably spent more time than you should be.
Hell yeah, man. Like, you fucking up.
Yeah.
You overstepping your boundaries still being with them. And you found something that you like about them. You stay with them for that long.
Yeah.
And that's sad to even say that.
Yeah. Or at least, you know, at least finish the year out.
Yeah, yeah.
And see where it goes. Because, I mean, you know, if your intent was just to, you know, get it and get out, you would have been gone. Yeah. So,
some dudes stay because, you know, the pussy keep coming
yeah,
in.
They hypnotized.
Yep.
Yeah. We know how that works.
Yeah, dude. I ain't gonna lie, man. I remember when I was with one broad, I stayed with her longer than I should have. Because of the twang.
You know? I mean, we've all done that.
Yeah.
We've all done that. We've all, you know, stayed longer than we should have.
Yeah, pretty much.
And I'm sure we've all regretted it. But, you know, you live and learn.
Yeah, you definitely live and learn, man. That's just the way it is. Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's so hard to date out here, man, and not it's not end up, you know, being with somebody that everybody done ran through.
Yeah.
That's
the hardest.
That's the hard part, man. Cause I don't care. Fuck all that shit, man. Man, this is me. Fuck all that, the past is the past shit. You know what I'm saying? If you juggle more than like, if you juggle, in my eyes, if you juggle more than 10 dicks, man, I can't fuck with you. And 10 is kind of too high. I want to say 5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In all honesty, man, shit. You juggle shit like you were like ringing the brothers and Byron Bailey up in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Doing that, I ain't trying to really mess with you, man. Especially, I cut a bitch off if I get to the day of the wedding and then like somebody there and it'd be like 10 dudes there like, yeah, we smashed. And I'd be like, yeah, man, that's a good one. That's a good one getting away from us. I'd be like, man, it's off. That's how petty I am. I can't do it. You can't marry a neighborhood hoe, man.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's why the women have to really juggle it. Like, cause you can't keep shit under wraps cause niggas gonna talk.
Not for too long.
Yeah. So, only way you can do that shit is kinda like leave state you in. So if you like, ladies, if you fuck more than like 5 dudes, just think about moving. After that, if you trying to find a dude that's gonna stick with you and not find out about it. Cause a real like 10 toes down dude ain't gonna stay with that bullshit. They're not, man. Cause that's too much.
Yeah.
Man, dude, that's too much going on, man. You kind of want your wife to kind of be somewhat pure. They're not gonna be 100% pure, but you want to be like, she got ran through that much. You know? Yeah. Like, goddamn. Man, you got anything else to add to this topic?
Yeah, real quick. Like, just I heard like there's a scientific study that says if a woman swallows your cum,
mm-hmm.
there's
she's a
key. Yeah, there's a slight possibility, like if she gets pregnant by another guy, that the offspring could have pieces of your DNA as well encoded in them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, you know, we speak about, you know, ladies is getting cuffed, you know, and they done been with 20 niggas.
Yeah, they done at least like
yeah.
at least 10 of them niggas that gotten swallowed because they tried to keep them.
Yeah.
I swallow this shit, he might stay. And then he leave, like, man, that motherfucker. Good, you gonna stay, bye, bitch. You should have did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I can definitely see that, man. That DNA going somewhere. It's coating your esophagus and your stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, man. Yeah, just don't leave. Yeah, yeah, that shit's sticky as hell. You know what I'm saying? that shit is stomach acid. They got shit on semen. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucker come up in there and be like, "I'm gonna be here for a while, nigga." Yeah. coming out her stomach is like, "Let's get it." Hell yeah, man! You know how hard you have to like scrub out your hands and get that shit out you? Like, how that shit gonna be doing coming out your throat?
Yeah.
Damn it. Yeah, dude, I can definitely see that shit. Man, ladies, so, you know what I'm saying, if you're out here, you know you ain't gonna be with the dude when you swallow, just know that, you know, one eighth of that child is gonna be his, that you ain't with no more.
I know we might not want to say that, because it might be, you know, a broad out there be trying to get, you know, child support.
Oh, yeah, ST, you fucking
two different niggas.
You fucking the game up, ST. You fucking... Yeah. Someone listening right now is like, I'm about to get this nigga too. Yeah. Like, she don't swallow. Like, part of the baby yours. Like, bitch, you crazy. I swallowed your semen. And it's like, to take the DNA test. It'd be like, yeah, 9% of this baby yours. Like, God damn it. Like, yeah, we got to watch this shit. You know, motherfucker, they already trying to find ways to, you know, to, you know, dime, you know, nickel and dime niggas now.
Yeah.
That's another way just to get motherfucker, man. Hey, yeah, but send us on home, ST.
All right, y'all. We want to thank y'all once again for, you know, bringing us into your earbuds, your jobs, your cars, your homes. We appreciate y'all so much. We thank you for listening, you know, to us for another week, another great week of Weekly Wisdom. We want to take this time to shout out all of our, you know, our people, you know, hitting us up on our DMs and things, you know, giving us encouraging messages and stuff like that. We appreciate that.
Love y'all.
Yeah, make sure that you keep your eyes and ears open for things coming down the pipeline. I know we keep saying this every week, but we for real be coming with some good stuff. And we, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, y'all feel us when we, you know, get this stuff out there. But you know, so y'all can represent us proudly. Be sure to hit us up on all our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, all of that. Like and subscribe.
Please like our videos. It helps yeah. us a lot.
We gotta get them subs up, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave us comments. You know, tell us what you love about the show. Tell us what you don't like about the show. Give us some suggestions for new shows. All of that, man. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap. It's a personal choice. And that if there is no light, y'all must become the light. So be the light.
All right, man. Or y'all sense robots. I'll let you be. The future is here.
Yeah. It is. Like, and it's doing double time. Like,
yeah, yeah, man. We about to invest in some sex dolls. About to make some money. Yeah, yeah.
Because that market is going to be never ending.
It'll be booming, nigga.
Because it's always going to be something new.
Hell yeah. And it holds, like, rotating mouths. Like, cyclop mouths and shit, like two tongues. The shit coming, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be something crazy.
Y'all stay easy, man. We love y'all.
Yeah. Episode number, you do me, I do you, 69.
Yes. Y'all be easy, man. We love y'all.
Yeah, get that sex doll out the closet. Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Black Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye.